Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Comedy Castle podcast. I'm your host, Joel Fragamenti, going to tell you what's going on this week at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle and beyond. We're talking to Bill Bouchard today, specifically about the Detroit to Austin Comedy Challenge. And we'll get into that interview in just a minute here. But I will say about the shows this week, as I'm doing this show, as I'm posting it to you on May 14th, that's a Thursday. James McCann is at the club tonight. That show is sold out. It is a single show at 7:30. If you're looking to come out tonight, there are no tickets available. So, you know, catch him next time. Maybe we'll get him for a weekend next time, James McCann. And then this weekend with Ryan Long, that's at 7:15 and 9:45. Tomorrow night, Friday, May 15th, and Saturday the 16th at the usual times of 7 and 9:30. I believe some of those shows are very close to selling out for Ryan Long. If you haven't seen Ryan, he's never been to our club, and we'll talk about more with Bouchard about Ryan Long, because he's a big fan, and that's why he's coming in. It's going to be a great weekend. Lots of sold-out shows, lots of big shows, man. It's going to be fun. We had some great shows last week with Chad Daniels. Sold out a bunch of those shows. We had Dave Attell the week before. We're really rocking at the club. And that's why we're doing it this way this week, telling you about the Detroit to Austin Comedy Challenge. That's coming up next Wednesday, the 20th of May, and the following Wednesday, the 27th. And, of course, next week is Mike Bonner, who was on the show last week. So if you want to hear from Mike, a Detroit legend, you can go to last week's show. But we're talking basically about Detroit to Austin here today. Why? It is now called Detroit to Austin and not Detroit to L.A. Well, Bill Bouchard's going to tell us that. He'll tell you how to register if you're a comedian and you want to be part of it. We also talk about how we deal with a comedy contest as far as being judges, because we both are judges for these things when we do the judges' votes. It's me, Bill, and some others, members of our staff and some other folks who might be in the club that we trust. So we'll get it from that perspective. You'll hear about you know, some of the people that have done it over the years and the success that they've had. We'll talk about, you know, people who bring their friends and then their friends don't vote for them, because that's a thing that can happen. We've seen that a few times. We'll also plug our comedy classes. Of course, we've got the next advanced class coming up in June, and you'll hear about that in the interview as well. We're plugging some of the upcoming shows, too. We got a great calendar. We'll talk about all the highlights coming through December. Big Jay Oakerson, Joe List coming back, Ian Bagg coming back. A lot of great acts. So go to ComedyCastle.com for all those tickets. And if you want to be part of Detroit to LA, Bill gives his email address. I forget exactly what it was, but he gives it in the interview. So have a pen ready. Write that down. Let's just throw it over to Bill Bouchard. It's a fun interview. We're old friends. We love talking. We love promoting everything that's happening at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle, and that's why you're here. So let's throw it to Bill Bouchard. We'll talk a little bit after this. Here's Bill. Ladies and gentlemen, on the other end of my line, I've got Bill Bouchard returning to the Comedy Castle podcast. How you doing, Bill?
Very good today, Joel. Very good.
It's great to talk to you, because we have some exciting events coming up at the club. We kind of did a check-in, I feel like back in January, we did a little talk about what was coming up for the year, and a lot of those shows have happened. We got some great new shows coming that we'll talk about a little bit. We'll talk about our comedy classes, but let's talk about why we're really here. It was my idea to have this conversation, because it's firing up the annual tradition, what was formerly known as the Detroit to LA Comedy Challenge. Now the Detroit to Austin Comedy Challenge.
That is correct.
All right.
Detroit to Austin. A lot of comics were asking if they could go to Austin instead of LA.
Right.
And I said, what the heck? Let's try it this
All
time.
All right. Okay.
We have Genevieve Clinton out there. She's got some good good contacts. They'll get some stage time. Yeah. And it's worth it.
If that's where you want to go, I mean, hey, whatever. I was talking to somebody the other day. So why is it Detroit to Austin? I said, I knew Hannah Osborne asked to go to Austin. And she said, she came on this show, told me she had a great time there and stuff. But yeah. I said, I'm pretty sure if you want to go to, you know, Duluth, it could be the Detroit to Duluth Comedy Challenge. I don't think anything's set in stone, but I think for comedy.
Also, you know, there's going to be some extra things thrown in here. Spots on some festivals got some things in the works.
Absolutely.
So definitely whoever wins this year is going to get a nice little prize.
Absolutely.
So.
Maybe you get on Kill Tony.
Maybe it'll happen.
That's the dream.
It's happened to other comics around here.
I don't know. You could work hard in comedy for years and years, or you could do 3 minutes on Kill Tony.
Yeah, and have more success than I've had in 30.
Well, you can also have more success, but I know a guy who quit comedy who's been on Kill Tony, so it happens. It's happened.
He quit comedy because of Kill Tony?
I mean, he did Kill Tony and did well on it, but he couldn't make it. You know, I mean, it's about can you make money at it and how much are you relying on that money? And it's just a lot of, I mean, look, we all know if we wanted to start talking about great comedians who stopped doing it, we could do an hour, you know?
Yeah.
And the audience wouldn't know any of these people we're talking about, but we all started with guys who were awesome. Or guys who had some success and they kind of disappeared and, you know.
Yeah, other people throughout the years there started to get some momentum and just, stopped. It's
hard. Comedy is a challenge. No pun, I guess pun intended here.
On and off stage.
Yeah. And honestly, like, and I always tell this to my students, anyone knows who heard me, who's taken the advanced comedy class, he knows that I tell people that comedy is not a contest. The business, I always refer to say comedy is more of a trade. You're like a plumber. You're going to be the apprentice for a while. Eventually, you'll be the main guy, taking your own calls, snaking your own drains. But until then, you're going to be working with people. But, you know, people go like, oh, I want to do this contest. It's like, okay, go ahead. Do your thing. But the thing is, we always do find great comedians coming out of these things, though.
We've had in the past, we had some very talented people win it and go on to do things. Not that the contest had anything to do with that, but it's fun to watch people that have come through here and watch their careers, explode, you know, like Jeff R. Curry and who else? Michael Costa.
Yeah, sure. Well, Ron Taylor,
Ron Taylor just recently,
just won the big contest on Netflix with Kevin Hart. So shout out to Ron.
Did a contest.
He really did. But he was always good. All those guys you mentioned were good. You know, they were all talented. And I think, you know, getting talented means, you know, doing these little shows, doing these,
Brad Wenzel,
another guy. Love Brad Wenzel. But, you know.
Excellent.
Well, listen, talk to some of the guys from last night's open mic if you want to hear about how tough it is.
Oh, yeah. They're telling you how tough the business is.
Well, I watched the show, and I'm telling you how tough it was. So. Pistons playoff game, 30 people. It was a tough night last night. But shout out to us.
Mike usually does pretty well, though.
Yeah.
You know, we usually get a pretty decent crowd.
Shout out to, while we're speaking of contests and stuff, I discovered Alex Ketchum last year in the contest. I had never heard of him, and he hosted the open mic last night and did a great job. I think that guy's, I think he's a future star.
He's funny. He's a funny guy.
All right. So back to why it's Detroit to Austin. We kind of figured that out. How many weeks is this? How many rounds are there in this thing?
There's 10 rounds, two semifinal, and then the final.
Yeah.
Two comics are chosen each night in each of the preliminary rounds, audience choice and a judge's choice, like we've always been doing.
Yeah.
And those two people will move on to the semifinal. When you get to the semifinal, you got a 50% chance of moving on to the grand prize round.
Yeah.
And try to spread it out a little bit so people get an opportunity to squeeze in there and stuff. But
nice.
Yeah.
Because we do start just in tickets on sale right now. June 20th, next Wednesday, is the very first show.
May 20th.
Excuse me. I'm ahead of myself here. May 20th and May 27th are the first two. So next couple of weeks. So come on out for those.
I think we're going to have a couple of decent lineups there, too, of new, fresh faces. It should be fun.
That'll be great, man. It's always fun. And then people, because if you are a comedian and you'd like to do the Detroit to Austin Comedy Challenge, I would imagine there's still spots, or how's that working?
Yes, there are spots available. I'm booking the third round and fourth round right now.
Okay.
They can email me at cando.comedy@outlook.com. That's cando.comedy@outlook.com, or hit me up on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. There's a couple ways. I know you get more than you need, or maybe
do not call me.
Do not call Bill. Believe me. Don't call him. He's talking to me right now. He's very busy.
Oh my God.
But we've had some great contests, and really hard to decide. And that's another thing people ask about. You know, it is an audience vote, as Bill said. The early rounds have that component where the person who, it's not always, it's funny because I say the person that brings the most people. But I know last year there was a night when the person who brought the most people did not win.
Yes, I've said that, that's happened several times because I think people just are like they see somebody they like and they're like, well, you know, you got that anonymity from voting,
right? So if
I voted for you,
If you bring everybody,
they voted for the person they liked.
Yeah, so. They bring everybody they know, and then if they don't have a good set, they may just go, you know, I'm not voting for him. He needs to quit. He's embarrassing us. He's embarrassing our good name.
Yeah. Well, it's happened.
So that does happen occasionally. But yeah, the audience vote. And then as you get into later, it's judges and then more judges and all that
stuff. And at the end, it's all subjective. You're just trying to pick the person that you think should, you know, try to get the opportunity there. And that's why I try to get a couple extra prizes for second and third place. And I try to give, you know, the people that are in the finals, you know, spots at the club and stuff to do things just to kind of keep the ball rolling for everybody, you know.
And it's also
hard to find spots for everybody, but you got to make an effort. So
another thing that I like about when we do this 6 month comedy thing is that these shows, if you're somebody who did the contest, maybe didn't win, doesn't want to go through that. There are opportunities if you're a comic to perhaps host a show or close out a show. And I think they would contact you the same way for those.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
There you go. So that's another chance to be part of this, even if you feel like you don't want to go through that, the ringer of inviting all your friends and doing all that. Then you just, you say, hey, maybe I can host one of these. Get on stage.
Yeah, in front
of
reach out, man.
Yeah.
There's 12 spots to be taken on each night. So
there you go. Get those things. And then people ask too, from the judge's perspective, you and I being judges, as well as the other guys at the club and stuff, what are we looking for as judges for picking who wins? I have my criteria. I don't know where you stand with it. We don't ever really talk about that other than kind of who we like to.
Everybody has their own way of looking
exactly,
at it, too. To me, it's just about them being, are they prepared? Are they in the moment? Are they funny? Do they have good jokes? What's the type of originality? Or is it stuff I've heard before or something similar? So that's what, you know, you're just kind of looking for somebody who's got a little bit of a, got their own voice going at this point.
Yeah,
you know?
And I would say when it literally on that night, I'm looking for who I thought had the best set, you know, with the audience, who got the best reaction, who seemed maybe the most professional up there, I would probably add as a criteria there. Now, I would also say that if somebody maybe, you know, rocked the house and got this big reaction, but I felt like they were stolen jokes. I know that's happened once, at least once in the contest where I was like, he didn't write these jokes. I'm not voting for him. I know if I thought the material was offensive, or potentially offensive, like, say, I would say maybe you can't do this on Saturday night at the Comedy Castle, then I wouldn't vote for that person either. I think I would say, nah, I'm going to pick you for somebody that I think has a little more chance of success in the business.
Yeah, and you want to give them an opportunity to work at the castle, too. So you
exactly.
don't want to, you know. Just...
And then once in a while, I know we've had this conversation of who's representing Detroit comedy as they go out into that world. You know, when you go to Austin or LA, when people have done that, say, well, this is the best of Detroit here that we're sending.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, and again, that's not anything specific, but you know, we want you to sort of, you know, we want to send out somebody that's really great that we can be proud of. Like all those names we just mentioned who are having success.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, every year it's somebody different. So,
yeah, I know. I mean,
gives everybody an opportunity to get out there. Just sign up, hit me up.
Sign up, get on there, and then come out to the show if you want to see a bunch of really fun, newer comedians. Not always new comedians. I mean, that's the thing, too, Bill. If somebody says to you, I've been doing comedy for 20 years and I want to be in this Detroit to Austin thing, what do you say to them?
I say that it's not for them.
Okay.
I say it's for newer comics and people coming up to get an opportunity. It's more about a stage time thing, too.
Okay,
you know, it was really... opens up the doors for some things. I've had people come and open for me after they've done the contest and put them on shows with me, and they end up, you know, put a couple of dollars in their pocket and just, you know, opportunities to perform, because that's what we're all here for. That's the whole deal.
So, like, if you're already booked at the club, this probably isn't for you.
Well, if you're headlining place for 20 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. Listen, I am not joining the Detroit to Austin Comedy Challenge. Should anyone? Nor am I headlining the Comedy Castle.
Also, the great thing about this is it's a short set contest. Yeah. So, you know, if you can master that short set, you know that, you know, if you're practicing that at these open mics and you got yours down, your stuff down sharp in that 6-7 minute time frame, you're sitting pretty.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when coming to that, so if anyone that's in the contest, to give them a little bit of a strategic thing, because people ask my advice, they're in the contest. They go, okay, I'm in the final or I'm in the semifinal. I won. They go, do I have to do new material to advance?
I say no. They don't have to. They'd like to, but if something's working, you got your set down. Right. This is what you're working.
Yeah.
You know, I have a life. I don't remember what you did the last. Well,
there's that. Yeah. And I think they're worried that, oh, I brought my friends and family and they already saw these jokes. Maybe they won't laugh or maybe they won't come out because they think it's different. And I say the same thing. I say, do the same thing. As somebody who works in a comedy club as a comic, I've seen people dozens of times over and over. And maybe I'm not laughing at the same jokes after hearing them all those times, but I know they're good. And I know that I know why you're doing them. So I think, you know, comedy is repetition. It is called a routine for a reason. So do that. Do your best.
Yeah. I agree.
Because if you don't do your best and you lose, then you might go, man, if I just would have done that set I did the other time, might have worked.
Do the best stuff.
Do your best stuff every time you go on stage. Yeah, that's what I say.
Do it.
What do I know? all right. So we got.
You watch enough shows to have an idea.
I sure do. I mean, some of these people, I don't even know. But you know, there's another thing too, and let me just point this out so people don't think we're being haters or anything. The thing that I will tell you as a veteran, as someone who works in a club, as a comedy teacher, is I know comedy is hard, so don't be embarrassed to not be good at it, or you know we want you to try your best. And a smart person and a person who has an acumen for doing comedy is going to figure that out. And you're going to make changes and you're going to do it differently until you land on what works for you.
Yeah. Failing is a huge part of this.
So as much as I say, oh, like our open mic last night, you know, that was part of that was just not much of a crowd, but you know, I never, you know, cause I know I take my students to New Way Bar on Monday nights and the people there are like, oh, I was so nervous that you were in the crowd. It's like, it's New Way Bar on a Monday. I know what we're doing. I'm not expecting to see, you know, Chris Rock bring the pain for 5 minutes on a Monday night. You know, it's broad daylight out when you're on stage in New Way.
Yeah, we're going to cut you some slack.
Yeah, it's fine. I understand. You know, do your thing. Do as good as you can do, you know.
And like you said, you may not always laugh, but you can hear a joke.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know if the joke is good or not.
And you can sort of, and you know this too, when you watch open mics and stuff, you look at a person and go, this could be Saturday night. This could be an MC on a weekend. This will work to that audience. And then you're on your way.
And that's why it's helpful too in these open mics. Just every once in a while we'll get these people going through that have zero preparation and just go, and that just drives me insane.
When
they don't have at least some ideas and some things to play out, and they're just up there talking, trying to improvise it. I almost wonder if they know that's not how it works. So.
Yeah, it's really not. It's not made up. I tell people everything you've ever, you know, and even when it comes to like emceeing, I go, you know, you can read the intro. And they're like, we can read the intro. I'm like, every intro you've ever seen on the Tonight Show or any television show, the news, the guy's reading all of that stuff. It's all being read. Now, they have a teleprompter. It's out, you know, whatever. They got a cue card. But you want to get it right. So go ahead and read it. That's why they do it that way. People don't get that.
Yeah. Don't improvise the intro.
Don't improvise. Don't improvise the intro. Don't improvise your act. Do your act. All right.
Yeah. So
I think we've covered that. We want people to come out on the 20th, 27th of May. There's a show in June. They're the rest of the year. So hit up Bill if you want to be part of it and come on out. They're fun shows. I enjoy those a lot. I enjoy being part of it as not a competitor.
It's fun to watch. It's just a fun annual event.
How many contests did you do starting out, Bill? Do you remember?
I'll be honest. I never did a contest.
Well, I did.
That's not true. They, I think I did one year. And it was at the castle, and it was it was me, Melvin Bender, and a few. It was a good lineup and stuff. Yeah. I remember that. All I cared about is that I had a good set.
Yeah. What was the prize? Do you remember what it was for?
What was that? Was it? It was maybe in the Dave Morose days.
I remember Dave did like a multi-club contest thing that I lost to like a guy who's been doing it for a year, and I was 5 years in or something. So that was the end of my contest career. But that was a little bitter. But I also did like Ann Arbor used to do a contest on Wednesdays, I think it was, or Tuesdays. And it was just anyone, it was like basically their open mic, but they made it like an audience vote. And some college kid like sang a song that he saw on TV that was funny. And he won. And I was angry that night.
But now you can look back at it.
I had a good set. Well, I sort of get that doesn't really matter. But at the time, it would have been like, I would have liked to have won that.
Oh, yeah, always a feather in your cap.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I know people do, the World Series of Comedy and some of these things. And, they're like, I moved on to the next round. I'm like, well, of course you did. They need people for the next one.
The World Series of Comedy.
The World Series of Comedy. Buy your way to the top. I don't know what that was. Yeah. I don't know. And I shouldn't make fun of that one, but I hear stories.
Well, we have classes coming up.
Okay, let's talk about comedy class. Before we get, by the way, the thoughts of Joel Fragamenti are not those of Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle, Mark Ridley, Bill Bichart. Any of those.
Not my thoughts.
Not your thoughts. Completely mine. We do have comedy classes coming up. Tell everybody your schedule. What's going on with the classes, Bill?
Well, I have my last one going right now, but I'm going to be firing it up again in September, October, through the end of the year. So if they want to sign up, they should just call in and we'll take the names and I'll contact people.
Oh, okay,
But we're not going to start up. I mean, kind of take the summer off. I might do a Monday night. I'm not sure yet.
Okay,
that'll be announced if I do it. But definitely happening in September through December. We're through the last quarter of the year. So
okay. And then if you want to do the advanced comedy class, meaning you've done Bill's class or you've done enough comedy where you can confidently go on stage for about 7 minutes, June 13th is the next date for the advanced comedy class. It'll be it's the only summer class. Well, again, it'll be June and then September will be the next one after that. So again, call the Comedy Castle at 248-542-9900.
Also, Tam White has her improv class happening, I believe, at the end of July into August.
Okay, yeah. And again, call the club for improv class too. That'll be cool. Come out for Tam and her thing. All right, what else we got? And you want to get into these upcoming shows here? We got a couple minutes left.
Hey, we got Ryan Long this weekend at the Comedy Castle. Get your tickets now. They're going fast.
He is
selling some tickets, and he's a funny guy. I follow him on Instagram. He's a sharp comic. He's young. Yeah.
And I think it's the first time at our club, too, I believe. So.
First time at the club, and he's just he's just funny to watch on Instagram. So
yeah.
And I watch him on the stand up and he's a funny guy, man. Absolutely. Good comedy. And then we got, who else? We got a bunch coming up here. We have,
We got Mike Bonner
over next Memorial weekend.
Yeah. I talked to him last week on this show. So fire up last week's show if you want to hear me talking to Mike, but Mike's one of the, a Detroit legend of comedy. No other way to say it, man. He's been around.
Yeah, he's been around a while.
For a long time. He's worked with everybody. BET Comic View, a long time. Def Comedy Jam, a whole bunch of cool shows he's done over the years. And he's always great.
We got Dolce Sloan.
Mm-hmm.
We got Marco Ceresi, better buy your tickets now for
Him.
They're going fast.
I'm looking on the website. And Gianmarco was probably with us 5 years ago, and nobody knew who he was, but I think through his podcast and he's made some pretty big sort of mainstream media appearances now.
Yeah.
And that dude's super fun. Super funny guy.
He's a funny guy, too.
Big fan of that guy, yeah. Christopher Titus, June 11th.
Yeah, get those tickets now.
One night.
Those will go, too.
One night, one show with Christopher Titus. Joe DeVito.
We got on June 18th, we got our annual Schools Out teacher show.
Yeah.
Brought out. Put on by teacher comedians that are in the area. It's always a great show. Always a great turnout.
Yeah, the teachers turn out. Looks like Mark Norman tickets are gone for June, but
those are gone.
You never know. They might open up, but there's five shows over 2 days from Mark Norman. So.
Yeah. And then, of course, this summer we have the one of my all-time favorites is coming in, Big Jay Oakerson.
Of course. Yeah.
So he'll be here on the 21st and 22nd. And get your tickets now. Those are going too.
Yeah,
so
that's August.
Big Jay, get in. You want to sit up close.
Yeah.
You know, he likes to work that crowd over. You can get your tickets now, man. He's one of the best.
Yeah, and then I know we've got, I'm just looking at, I've gone all the way up to September. Joe List.
Yeah.
September 10th through the 12th. He's always fun. Always big crowds for Joe. Kyle Kinane the following week, September 17th through the 19th.
It's almost too much.
Well, it's, listen, if you're a comedy fan and you're spending money on all these tickets, but I mean, it's what a chance to see some of the best comics in the club, you know? Pauly Shore coming up. John Heffern coming up.
As always, John.
In the fall, yeah.
He fills it up.
He sure does. Sam Talent.
Yes.
Yeah. December.
We got hometown boy Rob Little the week before, I believe.
Yeah, we know Rob. You and Rob, now, isn't it true that you, speaking of comedy classes, you and Rob started in the comedy class at the Comedy Castle together?
That is incorrect.
Oh, we off by like one class or something?
I think he started a few years after we were in
all right. Stand. Yeah.
But Sal took the class with me.
There's Sal. Hey, get no, yeah,
Sal's Gilda awesome. Hauser was the instructor.
Gilda Hauser was the instructor. Nice. Yeah. I'm working with Sal in June. How's that for a plug?
You're working with who?
I'm working with Sal.
Where at?
Gennetti's, Northville.
All right. Hey, that is a nice little
gig. It sure is. I did it a million years ago, and I'm glad to go back. I don't do a lot of road shows, but
there will be an audience, and it's kind of a different setup. It's fun.
It's a cool little theater there in Northville, and I don't do a lot of road shows. So if you want to see me performing, not at the Comedy Castle, be a North.
Emphasis on little. It's a tiny place.
Tiny place, but good place to see a show.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, Bill. I think we've covered everything here. I think...
Well, I hope I was a good guest, Joel.
You were a good guest. It was fun talking to you. It's always fun talking to you, and it's nice to plug some of these things because I think people maybe don't look that far onto the calendar for some of these shows, and then, you know, they roll around, though. Because I know how it is, and I can't imagine. You must have it worse than me. Where when it's the week of the show, people are hitting me up. Joel, yeah. I got to get in. Like the Attell week, it was insane. The people hit me up for Dave Attell. Oh, my God. But.
Go ahead, Joel. I'm sorry.
I was able to get, you know, because we had that 4 o'clock Saturday show that we added late. You know, I was able to get some people into that one, you know, just from, I mean, they bought tickets and stuff, but I was able to kind of direct them to where to go. But my goodness.
Yeah, that was a great weekend. Just a great weekend.
You know, my dog Baxter was on stage with Dave Attell.
I heard that.
The dog
is getting more stage time than some of the comics.
I have never been on stage with Dave Attell, but my dog Baxter was.
Bumping mics.
That's it, man. He was out there chilling out.
Hey, I just want to say to all those new comedians out there looking for direction and stuff, you got to get involved. You got to get involved. You got to call in for the open mic.
Yeah.
You got to get the voice out there. You got to put the effort in, not just one email, not just one message. Sometimes it takes a few, so don't give up.
And if you don't get picked for open mic, keep calling because there's only so many, I don't know. I always tell people it's 50 or 60 names that call in and there's 16 spots. So you can't pick everybody every time.
Yeah.
There you go. Do that.
Kind All right, my man.
Bill. What a pleasure talking to you, man. Really looking forward to the contest and everything we got coming up at the club. It's going to be fun.
All right, brother. I'll be talking to you.
Sounds great, Bill. Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, Bill. Thank you. Yes. My dog, Baxter, was on stage with Dave Attell. Dave wanted to have a dog in the green room, and he knew I had dogs. And I said, I'll bring my chill dog, Baxter. My little spaz, Cleo, did not come to the club that day. But Baxter got to hang out in the green room, got to hang out with... I might have talked, maybe I talked about this last week. I don't remember. But he was fun. He was on stage with Attell. I got some cool pictures. So, all right, guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for talking for Bill to talking to us, as always. Thanks to him. Again, if you want to be part of Detroit to Austin, email Bill. You heard the address in the body of the show there. And, of course, tickets for Detroit to Austin next week on the 20th and the following week on the 27th, including a June date, as well as on ComedyCastle.com. We can get your tickets for those. And don't forget next week with Mike Bonner. There may or may not be a show next week. It is a holiday week, so we'll see if we can find a cool guest for you next week, maybe one of the upcoming acts. But if not, have a great holiday. Come out for the shows. Come out for Detroit to Austin. We'll see you there, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you at the club.